This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One, unfulfilled ambition. Two, that I couldn't stop doing certain behaviors that I do regularly, even if I wanted to. Three, that people around me know something that I don't. Really, this is just me fearing that I'm the butt of some inside joke that everyone around me is laughing at, that I don't know. Four, that I'm not really alone when I think I am. Because being alone is like one of the most cathartic things for me, and when I find out that I'm not alone and I thought I was, I feel really vulnerable. Five, horses up close. Have you ever been up close to a horse? Because if you haven't, if you stand fully upright, your face is just at its face. And it's huge. It's just a pile of muscle. It has teeth. It kind of looks angry. And it could just kill you if it wanted to. And so I really don't understand how people can be comfortable or enjoy their time around horses. Six, that no one knows anything. This really comes from studying poetry in college because I used to think that there was some secret code to being able to understand poetry and then realized that it was basically just people pretending that they know and then writing down what they pretend to know on paper in a really convincing way and then getting a grade on that essay. And if that were everything, I would be super scared. Seven, financial disaster. Eight, big, muscular, or burly men. I always feel small in their presence, like they could take everything away from me and just laugh. Nine, being stuck in a small space. When I was in seventh grade, I climbed into a locker in the locker room and somebody came over and pretended to put a lock on it and close the lock. And I freaked out and I have never been comfortable with that since. And anytime in a movie, there's somebody who's like stuck in a space and die a lonely death of starvation and thirst, I think that's just the worst possible way to go. 10, that people I trust take advantage of that trust at my expense. My name is Jeffrey Lackman, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Jeffrey Lackman is a 23-year-old listener who called in to us from the Minnesota-North Dakota border, where he's running around with a smile on his face trying to pay his bills. He says he believes that the big mouth buffalo fish is undervalued. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I'm developing an earwax removal video addiction. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.